Welcome back to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. We're talking with Mary Beth Bonacci on chastity and real love, and you're listening to us on WUST 1120 AM, and you can also catch the program on www.wust1120.com on the internet there. Well, Mary Beth, you've taken us through what love is. It's not just sex. You've talked to us about how real love is not just using people, but recognizing God in everyone. You're also telling us what sex means and that it's sacred, holy, and good. This is also not a common notion. I think people either see sex as the ultimate good or they see it as evil and with a kind of puritanical point of view. Yours and the church's sound different. Can you help us understand
that?
And
either one is incorrect, and it's so sad that so many people think that that's what the church teaches, that it's evil. This was the insight that drove me into this work, was that this speaks a language. It has a meaning. And I always knew, because I could look around at people I knew and I could see that something changed with sexual activity. They got kind of irrational. They were bonded to this person. They didn't see the person clearly anymore. And I was several years into this work before I learned that there's actually a biological chemical basis for that. There's a hormone called oxytocin, which a woman's brain produces in labor and in nursing, and which men's and women's brains produce in sexual activity. And oxytocin, the impact that oxytocin has on the brain is that it causes us to be forgetful, it decreases our ability to think rationally, and it causes an incredibly intense emotional attachment to form with the person we're with. And this is all straight out of very secular, not sympathetic to Catholic position at all, sources. It's medical fact that sex causes this reaction. It causes us to be forgetful, decreases our ability to think rationally, causes a strong emotional attachment to form. And I thought, you know, God really knew what he was doing here. This is so obvious, because this is very helpful to marriage. Seems like, if I'm single, it seems to me it'd be rather difficult to be with the same person day in and day out all the time. It'd be helpful to be a little bit forgetful.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be helpful to be a little irrational.
It also shows on the natural level, because you were saying earlier that dating is about dumping. It's literally interviewing the person you want to live with for your rest of your life, to have that endless sleepover we call marriage. And the oxytocin then, so if a person has sex outside of marriage, they're going to have a strong attraction to that person that may not be the result of prudence.
Bingo.
It's the result of oxytocin.
Exactly. And it distorts dating horribly. Horribly. These are the ones who are calling Dr. Laura saying, well, but I love him. I can't leave because I love him, and sure, he does all these horrible things. Because what happens on the biological, chemical, you know, very basic level is, I've given myself to you, so now I have to make you love me. It doesn't matter that all these other people might love me. I have to make you love me. And that's a rotten way to try to choose a lifetime partner.
So our sex is sacred, holy, and good. There really is a place for it and a place where it's totally inappropriate, and that's what we have to kind of come to in our culture, is to realize how this belongs in marriage and how it really screws things up if it's not in marriage.
And it's screwing things up so badly. A few years ago, I travel a lot speaking, which means I watch a lot of daytime television in hotel rooms. I was watching Oprah, and it was all about breakups and how incredibly traumatic breakups are, and they went from person to person to person talking about how at the breakup of this relationship, they went into incredible depression, eating disorders. There were several who were suicidal, who were checked into inpatient psychiatric care. And, you know, they're all sitting there scratching their head saying, well, why is it? It didn't used to be this way. Why has it gotten so difficult? And I'm sitting there in my hotel room screaming, it's the sex, stupid. Am I the only one who knows this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's everyone sees it. And when I speak particularly to single adults who have really been through the ringer and experienced this, it resonates with them. It rings true. They say, well, yeah, I've been through that. You know, the teenagers who haven't been sexually active tend to say, well, that never happened to me. I would just be stronger. I wouldn't let it happen. And the adults are saying, no wonder I'm feeling so messed up.
We're talking to Mary Beth Bonacci, the author of Real Love, and We're on a Mission from God, talking about real love. Mary Beth, in the next couple of minutes we have left here, what would you say to parents that are really, really trying to pull all this together, trying to start the discussion on this level with their kids or continue the discussion and with the chance of convincing their kids of the beauty of chastity? What would you suggest they say?
First of all, educate yourself. I mean, read the church's documents. Read, you know, my book, Real Love, kind of brings the church's teaching down to a level where we all live. But learn what chastity is. Learn what the church's teaching is. Really clear through how beautiful it is, how positive it is. And start the discussion with your kids early. And, you know, that doesn't mean setting them down at 2 years old and explaining the facts of life. But answering their questions simply and fully, because I think kids need to learn about this stuff from their parents. They don't. A lot of parents have kind of co-opted their role and figured, well, not co-opted, the schools have co-opted the role, and the parents have gone along and said, well, I don't have to worry about this anymore. It doesn't have the same impact as it does coming from the parents, and particularly the biological details, the facts of life. Kids need to hear that from their parents in a private setting, or at least in a same-sex setting where their parents are present. Make sure the kids are comfortable asking them questions. Pray for and with them, because really, really, in this area more than any other area, they need God's help and God's grace, because God is love. And stay tuned to reallove.net, because we're in the process of, Real Love Incorporated is in the process with a couple other entities of developing a chastity education program aimed at parents, to help parents have this dialogue, this ongoing lifetime dialogue with their kids.
Is that the best way, if people want to get in touch with you, some of your thoughts and ideas on this? Is that the best way to
They can reach me through my website at reallove.net. Remember, that's .net, not .com. Reallove.com, from what I can figure, is kind of an objectionable site. So just picture a big net dropping down over my website, reallove.net. They can order my materials at my distribution center, which they can reach at 888-NO-PIZZA.
No pizza. Real love.
888, no pizza. Again, that's 888, not 800. So, you know, I get all the confusing stuff.
Okay.
If they're interested in booking a talk, bringing me out to speak, that can either happen through the website, or they can call my office, which is 303-237-7942.
Thank you very much. We've been just listening to Mary Beth Bonacci, who's talking to us about real love and the virtue of chastity. Mary Beth, I really appreciate you coming on our program. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Art, so much. I appreciate the invitation.
You've all been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is your host, Art Bennett. If you want more information about Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, or about the Alpha Omega Clinic that co-sponsors this, call us at 571-216-9651. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This program has been brought to you by Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls airs Monday through Thursday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. on WUST 1120 a.m. and on the Internet at www.wust1120.com. If you'd like to help support this Catholic radio apostolate, your tax-deductible donations will be greatly appreciated. Please call 301-365-0612, extension 106. All major credit cards are accepted. Thanks for listening. Depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, we believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703-847-9797. That's 703-847-9797. The Center for Family Development exists to strengthen family life and to help families learn to love each other more completely. Located in Bethesda, Maryland, the center offers marriage preparation for couples preparing for marriage in the Catholic Church, marriage enrichment series, parenting series, mother-daughter retreats, leadership programs for boys and girls, and much more. To register for activities or to obtain more information about the Center for Family Development, please call 301-365-0612. That's 301-365-0612. Or visit us online at www.centerforfamilydevelopment.org.